Good morning. It's 11 o'clock on Thursday, November 18th. My name is Julie Fedorchak. I'm chair of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. We're gathered on the 12th floor of the Capitol for a work session on case number PU-21-151. This is MDU, is application for a 230 kV transmission line in Morton County. So we had the hearing on October 7th. And we can get into all the kind of details of that and the discussion, but I first want to see if my colleagues have any opening comments.
I do not.
Okay, so participating in this work session are Commissioners Brian Crosius and Randy Christman, and staff Brian Johnson, Adam Renfant. So I think what would be helpful, first of all, did we have any late filed exhibits?
No, we do not.
There was no outstanding request for any information. Okay.
There was at one point in time. I had made a request, but then I went out and did a visual and.
Oh yeah, that's right. There was an elevation request. Yeah.
Oh right.
Right, and I just visually looked at it, and there was no reasonable reason at that point in time.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, before I get into sort of some of my analysis of this, do either of you or staff have any analysis of your own that you'd like to share for starters today?
I could probably go later on if you'd prefer.
If you have some thoughts, go ahead, Adam.
Well, I know that the company has proposed to mitigate the issue, the homeowner's viewshed issue, by building trees around the training center, which they claim will eliminate two-thirds of the utility pole viewshed.
Okay. And do you have a map of what that would be, Adam?
No, I do not.
So, let's see. When you say around, is your around the training area, is your understanding that it would be on the north end, the east side of that training facility?
I believe it's all around.
Okay. That training facility, yeah, it is a mess.
Right.
All right, well, that's good information to have.
Can I have a question on that?
Sure.
I remember seeing that plan. Are they planning on, investing? I don't know how much it costs. I was just imagining it's a lot to bring in large trees and plant them. Or are they talking planting some trees? And so in 25 years, it will partially take care of the view shed problem.
I'm assuming it's the latter.
Okay, so that's no
right
real solution. Mm-hmm. At this point.
We've also discussed the possibility of maybe hiring a consultant to give an outside opinion, just to see, offer maybe a risk assessment, maybe how they can manage this better. They've given an estimate about $50,000 for that.
A consultant to provide some ideas for more orderly development out there?
Correct.
More orderly layout of the infrastructure?
Correct.
All right. And did the company bring that to you, or you've talked about that with the company?
Yeah, I spoke with them about it. They're open to discussions about that.
Okay. Okay. So just from a procedural standpoint, do these sorts of mitigation efforts belong in the permit and the order? I mean, I know we've done mitigations, and just thinking out loud, mitigation in the findings of facts before or conclusions. I can't remember where, but I've seen them, you know, what the company's committing to in terms of mitigation. So I guess I can envision that going through an order and saying the public expressed concerns about this, that, and the other, and to mitigate those concerns, the company has agreed to do the following things and then include those in ordering provisions as well.
I think that's...
Your thing isn't done, Brian.
I think that would be appropriate and acceptable to put that in there. That way it's put somewhere where it's relevant and doesn't get forgotten.
Right.
I don't object to that necessarily, but unless I'm misunderstanding something, the training school really isn't part of this case or in our jurisdiction. And so do we also need to make that clear too? I mean, it's just not part of the power line.
Sure. I think we could probably come up with some language that would make that clear and address that as well, that this is something that's outside, but something that the company is going to do to help Viewshed for the people that are living there.
I mean, it certainly came up in the hearing.
It did.
And it's, I view it as like this line was sort of the straw that broke the camel's back, because there was all this stuff going on out there, and then this line, which is, you know, not by any stretch the biggest piece of infrastructure out there, was just like, for the folks living there, the last straw, kind of.
Well, and this was the one that gave them an opportunity to come and comment to us.
True.
The training school.
Yeah.
Didn't offer that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just MDU's lines that are out there either.
Yeah.
Right.
I have a question from a legal standpoint. Making that a provision, where's the line on a company doing something, whether it's this project or others, on a voluntary basis? But what's the legal tie-in to? I mean, could we actually make it a condition of the order, or is it a provision? Just, you can educate me.
I think we could, I don't know, I might have to think on that a little bit. One other thought just off the top of my head is I know there weren't any tree and shrubs removed, I don't believe, so I don't know if there's a tree and shrub.
There are no trees removed. There are a few shrubs.
Okay. So, I mean, maybe it could be part of the tree and shrub plan to plant additional trees and...
And, well, now that I think of it, I would probably have to review that. Because I know the proposed order said that there were no trees and shrubs removed, now that I think about it. Mm. Yeah, they're just shrubs within the study area. Yeah,
sure.
Sorry.
So I have a note in my notes from the hearing that there were shrubs, but they would be spanned over and would never impact anything.
Yeah.
But
yep.
That's just my notes, yep. Not necessarily.
Yep. I think that's right.
So is something like that just listed as a finding of fact because it's a part of the record now? More so than being a actual provision?
Yeah, I don't know that it would be appropriate to have it as an ordering provision, but I guess... I'll have to think about that one a little bit more, and it may work there as well. But
well, there's really... Oh, Pat, do you have thoughts?
I'm just going to tell him, but I guess I just had a thought. I was wondering if the Viewshed was affected by the new line.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on where you're standing, but yes, the Viewshed for the residents looking west is impacted.
It is related to this... Could be said to be related to this line.
Yeah, it's just that the Viewshed of the line and is not what they're looking at mitigating. They're looking at mitigating the Viewshed around the training facility, which is near the line but not part of this.
And they're also saying that the Viewshed for approximately 2/3 of the utility poles that are visible to the various homeowners would be mitigated, but it would also help everyone that drives on the road to the north side.
Which those residents use too.
Right.
The residents that live there. So here's the, I mean, just to cut to the chase, there's really two issues here. There's the permit, and then there being, and then there's the company being in violation of the law by constructing without a permit. So there's really those two issues. We don't typically, in the past, we haven't addressed violations through the siting permit. We haven't, that comes forward as a separate action by staff. And so these sort of mitigating issues could be, I could envision them going into that category, because if you guys don't come forward with some sort of a action, I will request one, because this is just this has to be addressed. So that could be, you know, both the beautification efforts with an outside consultant, the trees, all those things, those are kind of things that I'd been rolling around in my mind too as a way to address this. I mean, obviously we could require them to move that line, but even the residents said it doesn't do any good. So that, in my opinion, isn't really, there's no point in that. So that said, the actual, you know, environmental, architectural resources, cultural, all the issues specific to the permitting of this, there really aren't any, right? I mean, the line isn't, the location, route, there wasn't a bunch of concerns.
There is, I don't know if they obtained all the waivers for...
Oh, the waivers,
encroachment,
right.
On the 500-foot setback. I don't know if they've obtained them since then. Do you know, Adam?
No.
That's right. So that does actually trigger then the residents' issues in a more direct way. Because until they get those permits or those waivers, we have to determine that there's no reasonable alternative. And there is a reasonable alternative. They can move them. Mm-hmm. It's not the most practical, though, solution. So then that brings me back to, then it makes more sense, in my opinion, to have the company work with us and the landowners to come up with a plan for addressing their concerns, getting those waivers, and then we can move forward with the permitting more cleanly. And I think both of the things they're suggesting, the tree plantings and the consultant, are good options. Maybe there's others. So I guess that's how I'd like to proceed, because really until we get the waivers or determine that there's no reasonable alternative, we're kind of stuck. And I would hope that that could happen pretty quickly so that this could be wrapped up.
On that topic, I will say I'm sad, and I don't know, you know, it could be the company just thinking we'll get our way anyway. It could be landowners that are asking for something unreasonable. I don't know. But I'm really disappointed that this much time has gone and that's not resolved yet. I really thought it would be. I hope that the company is weighing hard the cost of moving those poles 25 or 30 feet and something that could cause those landowners to sign waivers.
Yeah.
And because it is a tough call if it's reasonable. because it can be done, we know that. And it's not, we're not talking about tens or hundreds of millions of dollars. And so, you know, it could be that if waivers aren't acquired, that they, maybe we conclude that they should just move it 30 feet and then the landowners aren't happy because they have said that that doesn't really take care of their problem. But at least we have satisfied the requirements of the siting law and approved something that while it didn't have waivers, it was more than 500 feet then.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is going to be a costly mistake. And it seems like it could be at best be minimized by satisfying those people that haven't signed waivers yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm still on the bubble of what would be reasonable. To just let a company kind of ignore the law and put it too close, and now that it's in, it's not reasonable to move it anymore. Or to make them move it. I don't know where I can.
Well, I think that's, I couldn't get myself to read the law that way, that there's no reasonable alternative. It's a wide open field. There is a reasonable alternative. And we have in the past, when a company on a pipeline couldn't get a waiver, we made them move it because they couldn't get the waiver. Because there was an open field right next to it. So, it's not optimal, but landowners, you know, the law was written to give them some leverage in these situations and a seat at the table. And we have to acknowledge that, I think, and not just dismiss it, that they, especially in this case where they just came through and constructed it without a permit. So
we can follow up after and see where they're at with the waivers and if they've obtained them or if they're still waiting on a couple.
Yeah. Then there's also, if there isn't a solution found with the landowners and they have to move it, there's still the issue of them constructing without a permit. And that issue is in addition to just getting this line in a place that meets the requirements under the law. So there's really those two issues that we're dealing with here. Not right now, but eventually. So let's try to, Brian, do you have additional thoughts you want to add to the mix before we sort of conclude?
No additional thoughts. I think, we're talking about the siting permit today, and I don't think we've crossed the threshold in terms of entering into what a potential future case might be. But the one thing that seems inconsistent in terms of proposed order that MDU submitted, number 19 states, identified six residences within 500 feet of the project route. The company has obtained waivers from three, and the other residences declined to sign the waiver. But here's the part I'm not sure about. The public hearing testimony was heard that moving the transmission line to a distance of 500 feet, the way they have it worded, would make a difference to their view shed. But I don't know if that's a positive difference or a negative difference. But I think it's interesting that's how the company perceives the testimony received.
Mm.
Could you say that again?
Both of them.
How they characterize that?
Okay, here's the sentence. At the public hearing, testimony was heard that moving the transmission line to a distance of 500 feet would make a difference to their view shed. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's a positive difference. I don't recall if anyone else does. If it, there's not a lot of elevation change there. It's flat. But.
Yeah, and I don't know if that would move the line outside the corridor. And if that would, it would therefore have to restudy everything. And
I thought we asked that question if it did move this.
I don't claim my notes to be, you know, anything other than my notes, because I understand it at the moment. I write it down, but my notes show one person who testified saying that moving it 30 feet west, so it's beyond 500 feet, does him no good at all. But he does believe that moving it 200 or 300 feet would help. And another saying that he does not think moving the line 25 feet does any good. And so that's basically that just getting it beyond the threshold, my notes indicate, did not do them any good, but a few hundred feet would.
That's
which
how
we
I
can't
have
make
it.
Them do.
That's what I have as well in my notes, in addition to one of the company's witnesses saying if we move the line a certain distance, the impact to residents is the same. Moving doesn't address their concerns. So I have at least one company witness saying that on my notes.
I think a big part of it is that other line that isn't MDU's that's actually closer to the road and runs in front of it. I mean, that's the first thing, and so that really kind of gums it all up from the start.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not really part of this.
Okay, so really it looks like the company and staff work with the company and the residents, or keep in contact with them as they connect with the residences, to come up with some sort of a plan that addresses the concerns and results in the waivers being signed. And if that can't happen by, I don't know, I'd really like to have this done by the end of the year, this permit at least. So, I mean, that seems like 6 weeks is a long time with the holidays and people it's not always that easy, but really would like to see this tied up by year end and a solution identified for, you know, one way or another. If we can't get the residences to go along with something, then the alternative is we come up with an order that requires them to move it and go that route and address, you know, additional concerns, perhaps through the violation.
We can
going back to tie that up. Can you follow up with the company on if that was the intended wording or if it was intended to be instead of would make a difference, was intended to be would not? Because if I recall, as I recall the same thing that was expressed, that wouldn't make a difference. So it might just be a one-word omission, not.
Yeah, likely, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else that we should cover?
Well, I just want to, so everyone knows, I agree with you on that kind of timeline. This kind of back and forth, well, you know, see if you can get waivers, that could just go on forever. And I think it's probably gone on just about long enough, except for we probably should have set a deadline in October.
Yeah.
And now, because I agree with you, I think we kind of are setting that, you know, in the next couple weeks. You got to figure that out. And then we'll have to make decisions and do something with an order, either assuming that there never will be waivers granted or that they have gone out and done something to get the waivers.
Yeah.
And then we can move forward. But I don't think it's going to get any better until we put a deadline and move beyond it.
Well, and it also, you know, it's good for the landowners to know there's a deadline too. because if they're just digging their heels in and not willing to negotiate, then we can just require it to be moved, and then, you know, their ability to work with the company on what they might want gets minimized a lot in that case.
If we make them move it, they got really no more bargaining.
So. Yeah. So.
We can, I don't know if you've started on the proposed or the findings of facts conclusions.
Yeah, it's in pretty good shape.
So it, and once, if we're already at that stage, things can move fairly quickly after that. It just depends on what route we're going to need to take for whether it's moving it or the waivers are obtained. So shouldn't be a problem to get it done by the end of the year.
Yeah. Good. And we have 2 meetings scheduled in December. And
3.
Do we have 3?
Yeah, the first and then one on the 29th and one
on
the 29th.
Oh, we do have one on the books on the 29th? Usually we leave that one off.
Somebody mentioned that this morning, yeah. So.
It's on my calendar.
Oh.
But maybe we don't.
It is on the books, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, we have 3 then. So I was going to say we can always add one at that last week, which we usually do.
We do. It's on the 29th.
Okay. So.
And I will say I will go either way, however staff and portfolio holder decide. I mean, no matter what happens with getting waivers, leaving it, at some point, I think there needs to be additional action in that a project was started without siting approval. And I will go either way, whether that is attached to an order on the actual siting or if that's a separate case. I don't care, but I think both need to happen.
Yep. Agreed. Okay, so I'd say, Adam, keep in touch with me on what you're hearing. Maybe give the company a couple weeks, come back. Let me know what's going on.
Okay.
What kind of progress is being made, and then we can move forward with an order in the middle of December, one way or another. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Good. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you very much. That concludes our work session on PU-21-151.
Okay.